Connecticut and New York State officials, in a lawsuit they filed this week, have criticized a new Trump administration policy as cruel and harmful against immigrants and permanent residents. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports.
The Trump administration rule would classify immigrants who use safety net programs like food stamps or Medicaid as public charges. The rule would use that classification to deny visas, green cards, and citizenship requests. Some immigrants could face deportation. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says the policy makes immigrants choose between deportation and caring for their family.
We're talking about a single mom who's a paraprofessional, who is a lawful permanent resident, has done everything right, and so she got some help under Section 8 so she could provide a roof over her children's heads. The President of the United States is going to hold that against her.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says the policy could result in more hunger and homelessness and less medical care for immigrants and permanent residents. The new policy is set to go into effect in October. Jay Sean, WSHU News.